One giant leap on Q107. Oh my God, I went back 20 years in time to when I used to do a classic rock. Mark.
Well,
Mark Caron's here.
I am here, but
with
all
Tasha
of a sudden you're time traveling.
I just time traveled.
Like
that was
awesome.
I've never done that before in my entire life. So either I'm becoming senile or there's a weird energy in the room.
I'll go with the first one.
Okay. Hey, did you hear Marianne Williamson threw her hat into the ring to run in 2020 elections?
Just recently, I did. Yeah, I did.
Which is just amazing. I think most of our listeners know who she is. Course in Miracles, spiritual activist, teacher, wrote a book called Return to Love. And she says, I'll just read you the quote because, I mean, she's not going to get in. She is not going to get in.
Well, however, you can't say that. Trump got in and people didn't think he ever would.
But I think that was a one-off. People have learned their lesson. They're actually looking for a lot of different things. But listen to her quote because it's so real. We need a moral and spiritual awakening in the country. Nothing short of that is adequate to really fundamentally change the patterns of our political dysfunction. And she's talking about free college education, free Medicare, and reparations for slavery. I mean, these concepts are not going to fly completely. I know it. But just to wake people up so that they're aware, I say go, Marianne. Like, so cool, right?
Well, I certainly agree that we need it as a society, and not just the U.S., but, you know, North America and really around the world. So I'm certainly not opposed. But like you say, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's politics. It's called politics.
It certainly is.
So I'm excited about tonight's show. We're talking about Shen medicine, changing messages of illness to health as told by a neurosurgeon. Its author is our guest. Shen medicine goes beyond the medicine of the physical matter of the body into the arena of energy medicine, even beyond. Dr. and Master Peter Hudoba is a neurosurgeon, a teacher, a researcher with a special interest in martial arts and Asian energy healing systems. Back in university, Peter was involved in research in neurosurgery. He received numerous awards for outstanding scientific contributions. After several years as a neuroscientist at McMaster University, he went on to study neurosurgery at U of T and then became assistant professor at the University of Saskatchewan and head of the neurosurgical postgraduate program. After leaving academia, he became president and CEO of Shaw Research Foundation, where he continues to serve as a leading researcher on the effects of spiritual blessings on the physical condition. He became a certified master teacher and Tao calligraphy teacher. He lectures on soul, mind, body alignment and enlightenment. And as head teacher at the Soul Mind Body Center of Vancouver, he trains other master teachers as well as continues to maintain his medical practice. His passion is in helping everyone have good health and reach enlightenment. So you're already a novelty here, a medically trained doctor who is opening to, you know, obviously has more than a deep understanding of how important energy is to maintaining good health. You've got to tell us the story. How did that happen?
My goodness, a long time. I mean, we would need to travel a long time. I was born in the family in Czechoslovakia, and my grandma was someone who knew a lot about the herbs. In mountains, in remote villages, people didn't have access to the doctor in old times. And for thousands of years, they survived by helping each other. And each village had someone who knew something about the herbs. And they picked up the herbs, and then when somebody was sick, the person like this would help with the herbs. So my grandma was from the family where they were doing a healing with the herbs. And so I started like a little boy already. I remember still vividly, I was 3 years old boy, and my mom, she got menstrual cramps, and she took me to the park, and I was crawling and picking up one special herb. Then we went home, she put it into the small jar and boiled it and drank, and she felt better. Yeah. And so I started like that. It was in the family where I learned how to do this, healing. And then I think it was when I was about 15, 16, my father was, he decided that he wants to dig up the well. And when you dig up well, you need to know where the water is. And in our country, we had the people who had sensitivity. Mm-hmm. They had
the dowsing
thing. Yeah, yeah, with dowsing. And they would go and find where the well is. Mm-hmm. And so they found the spot. They put a stake into it. And then, what is always the case, they had some vodka afterwards. Yeah. And while they were enjoying the vodka, I took the rods and tried to fool around with it. And to my big amazement, it worked. And I was in. I knew I have this ability. I can sense the energies, something special in the earth. Right. And that's how I started.
Okay, so you did it kind of backwards. Instead of having to wake up from a system that's very... because, come on, Western medicine's pretty narrow. It's a bit of a box, right, in terms of the training and the approach. Do you agree, first of all?
Well, it depends. Some people are quite narrow-minded, and some people are more opened.
But the training and the perspective, you're treating symptoms. So in that sense, it's not necessarily as big of a system as what we're going to talk about in terms of the work you're doing.
Yes. Well, see, the historically, the Western medicine has changed. We forgot our roots. The founder of the Western medicine is considered Hippocrates. Mm-hmm. He was living on the island of Knos. Many people know that he founded the Western medicine, but not many people know that he was a priest. Mm. And he was taking care of the temple of the god Asclepius, mm-hmm. as was his father, as was his grandfather and grand-grandfather, the whole lineage. And so father of our medicine was priest. And the healing in the time, in the first hospital in the Europe, 2,500 years ago, was done through spiritual healing and physical healing.
Ah, so we went off track and now we're coming back.
Yes.
Is that right?
Correct.
I'd love to get into more how you see that happening. That's exciting to me. But let's, for our listeners, start at defining what you do now. What is Shen medicine? If you can give us just a opening to understanding what it is that you're involved in.
Yes, thank you. So, in the training I received with my teacher, Dr. and Master Shah, I learned something which I was looking for so many decades, but it was only with him that it really hit the mark. And the main message of the Shen medicine is that the illness, primarily, when we go deeper, 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 as deep as we can get, is a corrupted message. Every cell, every particle in the cell, mitochondria, nucleus, DNA, they have a message in it, how they should function. When this message gets corrupted, then there is malfunction and eventually the illness. That's the main idea of the Shen medicine. And if we want to reach the health, if we want to restore the health, we need to repair the message.
That's beautifully put. It's so clear. And yet, how does one access the cell to heal that message if it's corrupted or if the flow is blocked? How does one do that?
Well, we all of us have that ability. We all of us have it, but we forgot it. Through the modern technology, through the advances that we have, we somehow forgot ourselves. We forgot what is inside. We are so preoccupied with the technology and this machinery and our electronics, mm-hmm. that we are forgetting that actually we are alive.
Right. That we're an energy being.
Yes. Yeah. We have so much insight. We had an anniversary of the wedding with my wife, and 2013 or 14, we went to Paris. May in Paris, blooming
yeah,
every
perfect
oh,
yeah, spring, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, that was awesome. Well, we went to a small bistro right at the Eiffel Tower. And we sat down, I got the beer, my wife got the coffee, enjoying the beautiful time. And then came this young couple, I mean, they were probably 14, 15. They had a date. They got together at the table. I was, you know, so inspiring. What is going to happen? I was so, wow, how they do it these days, yeah? They sat down, they pull up cell phones. And they start to text each other. I don't know if they were texting actually each other or they were texting friends. It hit me like a wall of bricks.
Disconnect.
Oh, my.
They were posting
goodness.
Over social media stuff. Look where I am. Look what I'm eating. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah, you know, this is, I am having a date. I am having a date. I'm putting, you know, the Facebook. Yeah. I mean, that's where how far we went. And so we have many things. We have a love. We have a heart. We have feelings, we have moods, but we have even deeper than that. How on earth I knew things which are going to happen? If you talk to any doctor in emergency, they will tell you 30% of what they do is through the hunch.
Mm.
They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They just feel. It's not mm-hmm. all in the books. It's not mm-hmm. all CT scan.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. We just don't know how to tap into it. And with a good training, it can be developed really well. And then it's simple.
So let's dig in one area a little deeper, this idea of messages. So the cells have physical messages of how to physically function to be healthy.
Yes.
What about the heart? What about the soul?
The same thing.
So that, and that might be in terms of accessing. How do you, I'm still back to the how, both cells and your, well, your answer to the cell one was a hunch. A doctor's going to tell you, here's what's physically wrong. Part of that is intuition, and you yourself can develop an intuition to know what's wrong with yourself on that level, on that physical level. Yes?
Yes,
that's
correct.
What you're saying? With the soul, how, you know, it's sometimes the concept, especially if somebody is ill, so they're chronically ill or they're exhausted or they're depressed, they can barely get out of bed. The idea of contacting their soul or even meditating feels impossible. It feels like a mountain to climb. Mm-hmm. How would you encourage them to move towards recognizing or remembering their ability to find that message in their soul or their heart?
See, the issue is that we all of us go through all sorts of circumstances, and those circumstances actually are always opportunities. So illness can be opportunity for a wake-up,
mm-hmm.
that something is wrong. And instead of relying on somebody else doing it for me, all now even more and more frequently relying on some technology to do it for me, we can look deep inside. And that can be the turning point when the fascinating journey can start. I see it so many times. And basically it's like this. Everything has a message. I remember, to explain you how this can actually can work. Several years ago, I don't know if you heard of that event, somebody sent a text message to the cell phones in Hong Kong about the bank. And the message was, the text message was, this bank is going to run. There will be run on the bank. You need to take your money out because you will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
It went out like ballistic, and within hours, I mean, following morning, there were queues on every branch, everybody crazy to get money out. And it showed up to be a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost put down the bank to the knees.
Mm-hmm.
The message can do that. But the message can also be good and do totally opposite. So that was a corrupted message which stopped the function. It was going to stop the function of the bank. The same way, if we put a good message, we can make things improve, become beautiful, become prosperous.
All right. So how do you substitute it to make a good message?
Okay.
Once you realize, you know, you've got a chronic illness, you realize you've got something going on, and let's say you know to look inside, mm-hmm. and you still can't find it. I mean, well, okay, I'm just going to get personal here because I'm pretty awake and I know there's no point in looking externally. It's not external. I've known since I was little that it's always the answer's inside.
Yes.
But sometimes there's just, you know, you try this, you try that, you try so many different things. At some point, it's like, okay, I don't know what's left to try. You start to feel like, you know, honestly, one more alternative path. Even the alternative paths start to feel like you're trying. It's almost like trying itself is a problem. Do you know what I'm saying?
There is a force in the universe which is a creative force. That force made us to be who we are. That force is so powerful. And each of us has it. And actually we can make it stronger and stronger if we choose. I was still a student. They brought to emergency a boy. A young man was under the car and was fixing something. And his jack fell off. Mm. And he just screamed when he was crushed. His mother was inside. She ran out and she saw that the boy is crushed by the car. She grabbed it and flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
How on earth she got that power to do that? It's almost impossible. What do you think made her to do it?
Adrenaline and not thinking, actually. Not coming from thought at all.
Maybe,
not knowing, not thinking that she couldn't.
Maybe she was a Jedi.
She was a mother.
Mm-hmm.
It was mother's love. The mother's love is something which makes us to be 7.5 billions. If we don't have that, we are not here. That's what makes mom to get up every day, every night, every 3 hours, to change the diapers, to feed the baby. That's a love. And that love is actually the force that can make things turn around. We have it. As I teach around the world, I go to different countries, I do workshops with different people, different races, different cultures. There is one common thing that everybody wants everywhere. What do you think it is?
Love and connection.
Love. Love and connection. Everyone looks for the love. We want it. It is, even Warren Buffett said, well, they asked him, what do you think is the most important thing? And he said, love.
Well, the Beatles said it, too.
Yeah, Beatles said that. That was a message from Beatles. So what we need to do, we know that there is a problem. What we need to do, very simple, just give it a love. We know there is a problem. Why there is a problem? Because there is no love there. If there is a love, there would be no problem.
No love there, where? Do you love the disease? What are you loving?
Yes, exactly.
I
want
to get
right
to the how.
You know, in my office, I see patients with the neck pain, back pain. What they usually tell me?
They're trying to get rid of it.
Oh, they tell me.
I tried this, I tried that, I tried
this. The common phrase I hear, that stupid neck is killing them. That's what they tell me. Have you heard that phrase?
I've heard it.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. I hear it quite often, and I say, you need to change that. You just need, your neck is at the moment unhappy. Needs more love. And so my neck is a little bit tight because I was hearing today the whole day. Hours I had my clinic. So people have a lot of pain and they come. So how about we just show how I do it?
Good.
Yes.
Love it. Will you do it on me?
I do it on you, and I will do it on me. I will do it.
Oh, you do it in the air, like you don't have
right
no
away.
Hands
right
on.
Here.
Okay, oh, let's
okay.
do it.
Put your left palm below your belly button.
Okay.
Left arm, belly button. put your right palm.
So, listeners, you can do this too. If we can do it verbally, we're
anyone
following
can do
his
it,
lead.
Please don't drive the car.
Pull
right
over
now.
The car. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, put your left palm below the belly button, right palm. I have an issue with the neck. You know, it's been a strenuous day. If you have something else, you can do it. Put your hand where your problem is. You have a shoulder pain? Put it there. You have a bit headaches? Yeah, put it here.
Like wherever the pain is. I've got a pain here. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me reach over.
Mark just reached for me. For those of you who can't see, he's saying I'm a pain in the neck, right?
I would never say such a thing. I just like to have some comic relief.
I know.
I like to laugh.
Okay, we're all holding our pain spot with our.
Fans,
oh, but I have to have my left hand still there. How do I do
like
that,
this.
Ben? Put my hand there.
Yeah,
both hands.
Yeah, put the both hands.
Okay.
Okay. My dear Lau.
My dear
Lau.
Lau.
I have a lots of Lau. My dear heart.
My dear heart.
Heart, I love you.
Come on, Mark.
Oh, well, my dear heart, I love you.
I love you.
Please offer a love.
Please offer a love
to my neck.
To my finger.
Back.
To my back, neck, whatever you have, stomach. help my neck. Heal my neck.
Help my finger.
Heal
my finger.
My dear neck, I love you.
My dear
my
finger,
dear
I love you.
Help yourself, heal yourself.
Help yourself, heal yourself.
You have the power to do it.
You have the power to do it.
Do a good job.
Do a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
That's my I Love You singing debut on radio.
Conscious Living Radio.
Live.
Wow. Okay. Now, you know what? I don't know how this translates through radio, but that was fantastic. I mean, we started off, it felt like an experiment and it was kind of fun and funny, but the depth was just, like I could weep. That's beautiful. I wish I could have gone on and on, like got lost in it. It's fantastic. I hope you guys at home felt that. I hope you did it and got over that moment of feeling silly for a second and actually let yourself open to that, because that was, I want more. And thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And you don't have to feel silly at home because we did it live for you on the air, too. So, you know, you want to talk
Come
about feeling
on.
Silly.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
I'm no singer.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, so let's talk about that. I know we've got 3 minutes, and then we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about any events that are coming up and more about the book and also about Western medicine and actually enlightenment, because that word I see tossed around a lot, and I want to know what you mean by enlightenment. But before we go to break, with what we just experienced, with any problem, whether it's psychological, physical, emotional, spiritual, is it really like tapping into that love source, opening your heart to that extent and just spending the time to direct love toward and trust? I felt I've never trusted my finger in my life. And in that moment, I went, yeah, you can do that. Like it was like a mother and a child. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, go for it, baby. Yeah. You can do it. That. Is that it? Cultivate that energy.
Yes.
And direct it to anything.
Yes.
Anything.
Anything.
And you can I sing any way I want to that baby? Me? To well, my baby me?
It has to be positive. It has to be loving.
Yeah, but love. Yes. That was love vibe for sure.
This is the most basic exercise.
Yeah.
No, there are much more advanced, and then it goes and on. We can't go beyond the scope of what we can do this half an hour. This is a basic, very basic exercise.
So cool. Okay, we are going to take a short break. Are you ready, Mark, for the next song?
I am ready.
And then we're going to come back, talk a little bit more about Shen medicine and healing. And maybe even some global issues. Maybe we can take a look at the world a little bit and what's going on in the world in terms of the future. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay, you're listening to Conscious Living Radio, 100.5 FM in Vancouver, Co-op Radio.
Used to call that the blues, now they call it depression. Everywhere I go, yes, I get to feel so low if I got depression. The wife don't want no part of me, and yes, that fact is hard on me, that's true. And he just writes a prescription or two. Peace and quiet were here before, but they both walked out the door and left me with depression. Days I sleep till noon if I got depression. Most folks think I'm fine, but the truth is I'm subprime. I've got depression. To all those girls I've loved before, I'm sorry I love this one more. That's true. Down, that's called progression.
That was the Bahamas on Conscious Living Radio 100.5 FM. Yes, we had a brief delay because we were talking. We were still so excited about what we'd experienced and talking about the fact that when you do your workshops, that short span, I don't know how long we were singing and chanting, maybe 5 minutes it felt like to me, can go on for hours.
Yes.
And so people experience a tremendous heart opening and lots of healing. And
yes.
Definitely. Yeah. So cool. Okay. So I don't know where to go before we jump into your events. Maybe about blessings. Can you tell us about what a blessing is, and can people receive it long distance? How does that all work?
Yes, of course. People can receive the blessing on the distance. The blessing is basically we tap to the power source, and it can be different for the different people. Different religions, they have a different source. All religions, actually, they believe in God. But each religion has some messenger who brought them their particular style. Then they develop their own way. But it all will boils down to source of the power. And when we issue that power, it's called a blessing.
And what does it do for people?
That purifies corrupted messages.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Right.
That's what it is.
And so the work that you do, is it based on a particular religion or dogma?
Not necessarily. My teacher, Master Shah, is very special in that way that he was able, in anything we study with him, he was able to go directly to the core. And every religion has a message which started with their founder. And actually, it doesn't matter whom you talk. If you speak to Christians or Muslims or the Jewish or Hindus or Sikhs, they will all tell you it's a love and light from God.
Mm-hmm.
And so my teacher has taught us that it doesn't matter what we believe in. Some people are Christians, some are Buddhists, some are Muslims, some are Jewish. You practice your religion, but you just learn how to make your soul connect to God.
How to access.
How to access, and then share that light, share that love from God with others. That's all. And continue to be good Jewish or good Muslim, mm-hmm. whatever you like.
Mm-hmm. And so in your workshops, maybe you could describe for our listeners what could happen, like a little bit more to so they have a sense of what they'd be coming to.
Mm. We teach people, first of all, you know, in Shen medicine, we recognize where the blockage is, for particular illness, where the message got corrupted. And then we, with the particular techniques, we bring the light, allow from different sources to that area and just keep changing, keep healing that message until it becomes okay.
How do you do that with a large group of people?
It doesn't matter how many people. The power which comes when we start, one person, 1,000 person, in the same room or in the Europe, doesn't matter. I do workshops to Europe, to Australia. It's no problem. To Hawaii, it works.
So tell us about some of the healings that you've witnessed or perhaps been involved in.
Yeah.
More than
well, I can tell you about my own mom. Several years ago, she lived with me, and she lives in first floor, ground floor. And she screamed. I ran down and I asked what's happening, and she said, "I become blind." She got stroke, mm-hmm. like a TIA stroke. Mm-hmm. She couldn't mm-hmm. see, mm-hmm. and so I put my hand on her head, and I just called all the saints I know. Turn on my healing powers and start to chant for her. In about 5-6 minutes, she could see again.
Wow.
Yeah, I've seen that with my own mother. I took her to emergency, and we did CT scan. It was okay. Mm-hmm. It was transitory attack, but still, I did PhD in the stroke. With my knowledge, which I had, I don't think I would be able to save her, but with his healing power, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've seen Master Shah, my teacher, had done many incredible healings. Yeah.
Can everyone be healed?
No.
And how come?
Sometimes the messages are too corrupted, and it will take a time to fix it. A long time. And some people are already in such an advanced illness, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if our power increased over the years as we practice, we could. I did research on my teacher, the healing cases. There were some very beautiful healings, actually incredible. But we had the people who died, we couldn't
mm-hmm.
save.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible that sometimes, is there a choice that the person is involved in too? Is there something in terms of, I don't know how to phrase this actually, that if the illness is an opportunity for something,
yes.
that fixing the symptoms of the illness, as you say, you may die, but that perhaps the point of it wasn't to fix it. Like, could that be part of the message, even though...
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that what I see is that some people simply lost hope. They lost hope, and they lost the drive to struggle, to go through the struggle.
Right.
We can't save those people. It has to be something inside, whereas there is still the drive. I really want to do this. I believe I can be helped. It's in my practice also with conventional medicine. If people have a back pain, they are on disability, all they do is sitting on the couch and watching TV and get depressed, they will not get better.
Right.
But people who are motivated, they want to go out and then do it and make through, they can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody. As I said, some illnesses are so advanced, we can't help.
Hmm. And when's your next workshop or event?
Oh, my next workshop. I am actually, I do workshops very rarely now in Vancouver because I travel a lot. I teach around the different countries. So I will be here in 2 weeks. I will do the workshop in the center, which I used to be before.
Where is the center? What's the name of the center?
1128 West Broadway.
Oh, your pal here is wants to change.
It's going to be, I believe, a Holiday Inn Broadway.
Yes.
711 West Broadway.
That's what happened. And so many people is already signing up. We don't have enough place. So we had to move the event out of the center into the hotel, and it will be done in Holiday Inn, Cypress Room, 711 West Broadway in Vancouver.
And if someone wants, I know we have all this information on www.consciouslivingradio.org, but if they want to sign up with you, is that the best way for them to link up with the event?
It's there. You can go through the center, and we also do have it right on our website on the page for the show, so where you can go back and listen and things like that. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did today.
Anything else that you want our listeners to know about, or a website that you want them to?
I have a question.
Okay.
So earlier you were talking about, the yogis and different religions and then really whatever you believe to really just go in and access your own connection to God and to the light and to source energy.
Right.
Do you have any techniques or tools and ways that our listeners, because some people have a hard time connecting to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was my at the beginning going how.
Yeah, so
right?
My question is for those people who are having a challenge connecting to that internal place of their own light and their own God source, how can one go about doing that?
Well, I showed you at the beginning, you connect with your heart, but you can connect also with the heart of God if you believe in God. Or you can connect, if you are Christian, with the heart of the Jesus. If you are...
The question, though, is how do we connect to that?
To all those things.
No, it's not do we connect to and to connect to. It's how do we connect to that?
We sincerely ask from the heart.
Well, that was easy.
That's very... Actually, this is very easy. My teacher told me many years ago, he asked his master, his teacher, what would be the difficulty to teach people this? Where do you think is the difficulty? And his teacher replied, you know, to believe that it is that simple.
That if you ask, you will be helped.
We just need to ask.
Well, apparently there's a good book out there that apparently says, ask and you shall receive. So,
Yes. You just pray sincerely. Ask, please help me, heal me. And my soul, help yourself heal yourself. My soul, my heart, heal my neck.
People have individual messages?
Yes.
So each person's soul carries a unique message?
Correct.
And how would one access, and is it important to know what that is consciously?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, because if you are on your spiritual quest that you go to enlightenment, then it is important. But we don't know all those, we don't need to know those messages. All we need to do is to connect to the source, which brings the light and love, and that will correct our corrupted message.
So define enlightenment. I said I was going to ask you that. What's enlightenment to you?
Enlightenment. There are different levels of enlightenment. Enlightenment is one big package, as it was talked about in Buddhism. But in fact, if you go, my teacher breaks it down into the stages. So it's enlightenment of the mind, of consciousness, enlightenment of the heart, enlightenment of the soul. And some also can reach enlightenment of the body, that itself turns into the light. So enlightenment is, with the soul. Enlightenment is when we receive so much light from the source that our soul become purified of all these corrupted messages, and then is elevated in the heaven and becomes saint.
And so if you're enlightened in your physical body, what would that look like?
When you are enlightened in the body, it's impeccable health. And you see this glow. I mean, the skin very smooth. It's just a glow, and the people live much longer.
And the heart? If you're enlightened in the heart, what would that look like?
You don't feel like for yourself. You feel for others. It's like a mother. The mother doesn't care about herself. She may be, I so much admired my wife when we had a boy. I mean, she was so tired. Labor was very difficult. But she would get up and dress the baby, change the diaper, feed the baby, and then crawled to the bed. And 3 hours later, the same thing. She was in that moment just living for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the love. And that's enlightened heart.
Mm-hmm.
Live for others, not for self.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to say anything about your body, mind, soul? I think I might be getting the order wrong. You have a center, right?
Yes. The center was established about 7 years ago. And now currently is located in 1128 West Broadway. We are opposite Finlandia. Help store. So it's a lovely place. Many gifted teachers are there, and we carry classes on all sorts of things for beginners, for most advanced students, you know, all plethora.
Right.
And we teach people how to meditate, how to do energy exercise to get healthier, and then we offer all sorts of levels of the spiritual work. We can help that.
And it's open to everyone. There's
anyone.
No dogma. You have to buy into a particular...
No. We emphasize to keep your own belief system. We never try to change anyone.
So medicine, back to medicine. What's going to happen? What's either your wish or your vision for the future of Western medicine?
I wish that we definitely would vastly benefit, and our patients also, if we return to our roots. And if we encompass the original teachings from the Hippocrates, and that we are, I don't think everybody has to be monk. Every surgeon has to be a priest. I am an ordained priest in different religions, actually. But that's not necessarily anyone has to do that. But if we are conscious that there are things which we can offer to our patients as doctors, and to ourselves. We would be much more happier doctors, and we would have much more happier patients.
So a more holistic approach, for
yes.
sure. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's one thing I just want to thank you and acknowledge you as, you know, as a surgeon and a practicer of this kind of, that kind of medicine, to actually also be sharing with the world and with our listeners the power and the effectiveness of energy work, of spiritual work, of the healing that can happen so profoundly outside of, you know, our Western world medicine. So I just want to thank you for that, because I think our Western world, we've had some doctors on before and I've heard some stories of why they've shifted as well. And I just want to acknowledge and thank you for yeah. that, for the work you're doing to bring that, because you bring both sides of the coin. And I appreciate that. So mm-hmm. thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Shall we look at the world for a moment?
All right.
Okay. I think, you know, people who are awake understand that black and white is never what it is, that any kind of polarization is creating more polarization. If you have an us and you have a them, that's not love, right? It's separate. And so although we're seeing a great deal of that in the world, and sometimes it's probably quite difficult for people to not be perceiving in terms of good and bad, what do you think is a step for people practically to take that could help the world transform, for those of us who believe and hope that this is an illumination of what's going on? It's not necessarily bad, even though if it looks bad, it's not necessarily, just like an illness might look bad, but it's not necessarily bad, is your message, right? Could we transpose that message to global affairs? And if so, what is one step that people listening at home could take that would help the world transform?
My teacher has a very, I would say it looks very simple on the surface, his approaches. And as I said, the most difficult thing actually is to believe it's that simple. Mm-hmm. But it works. I've seen it. It does work. My teacher has an answer, which is a song. And he believes that if everyone would sing that song, we would bring so much positive vibrations, so much positive information, that we would clear these corrupted messages in societies and between nations and everywhere. So we are spreading that song. I mean, our team went to Bhutan and spoke with Mother Queen, Queen Mother, and taught the song there in different places. And it is so beautiful. I will sing that song to you.
Okay, let's do it. We've got about 4 minutes.
Okay, good. That song is called Love is Harmony. And I just wish all listeners to achieve love is harmony in yourself, in your family, in your working place, in your environment, where you are, neighborhood, everywhere we can. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Look simple. But we have a friend who puts the CD players in every room in the hotel, and before you know it, 1 million increase of the revenue.
By playing that song.
By playing that song. I play that song when I see my patients. Amazing.
And where can they learn this song?
It's available, loveisharmony.org. You download it for free, MP3 player, and you can play it when I drive the car, it's playing.
Sorry, tell us again where it is.
Lovepeaceharmony.org.
Lovepeaceharmony.org. Cool.
And you wanted the science, we did the science in one hospital that was playing nonstop.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Lots of positive changes. Yes, we do that in UBC advanced care for the
Just okay. Ignore Mark. Okay. Mark makes signs to me all the time.
we've been singing this song in UBC in one of the nursing homes, UBC Hospital, and people become more happy. The old seniors less quarrels, easier to handle. We started in one floor, then they asked us to open second floor, and now they want all four floors. We don't have enough people to send to sing.
I love it. I love it. Okay, well, I'm going to download this song, and when I leave my pup, who doesn't like being left alone, I'm going to leave it on a loop over and over and over.
Yeah, you will be impressed.
Okay. I'm going to get that link on the page on the website, too, so mm-hmm. that we can share that song with our listeners and our viewers and things.
Any final words, your wish for the world, from your heart to the world? You've got a magic wand. There you go.
More love to everyone. Everyone, if everyone would love everybody, there would be much less problems. Actually, we would not have any problems.
Including ourselves, right?
That's right.
Well, I think that's where it starts.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being our guest this evening.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Conscious Living Radio, 100.5 FM Co-op Radio in Vancouver. We were speaking with Dr. and Master Peter Hudoba. And his book is called Shen Medicine, Changing Messages of Illness to Health, as Told by a Neurosurgeon. Have a great night.
Thank you very much.
Mother, I feel you under my feet. Father, I hear your heart beat within me. My spirit flies free. Carry me
back around. We cannot call and watch them all go through. That door I never saw, I never knew. Me and you, we come from earth and water. Straight from that mountain's daughter. Back to the mother, we must journey now. We ride it up, up on the wings of sound. Upside down, branches in the ground. Those roots and sky open third out, I'll pass the nectar out. Inside the heart is that eternal space. That melody showed me my